Hello, and welcome back to the program. My name is William Hemsworth, and welcome to Catholicism Rocks. I am the partner and director for Catholicism Rocks, and I'm really excited about our show today. We have a great program coming to you. We have Augie Aggressano. He's a songwriter, a performer, and spoken word artist who aims to create high-quality content for the Most High. He's born in the U.S., and he moved to Australia, and he's married with three awesome children, and he works over at Icon Ministry, and they have a very fascinating project that they're working on, and that's what we're going to discuss today. Augie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm really good, William. Thank you so much for letting me jump onto the podcast, and really excited to get to know you more and share a little bit of my story.
Great. No, pleasure's all mine. I appreciate it. I got the email. I teach middle school, so a little bit of my background. I teach sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. So
Nice.
when you said Roblox, I was like, wow, this is what the kids are talking about. So this is going to be great.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why we did it, 'cause we saw that demographic. They're not on TikTok, they're not on Instagram, they are on the Roblox platform, you know? And
Right.
so it was very strategic of choosing Roblox.
Right. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work you do over at Icon Ministry?
Yeah, so I'm 29 years old. Grew up in Denver, Colorado, kind of like slash Dallas, Texas. Moved out here. I met Father Rob Galea when I was doing like some mission work for an organization, and we've just kind of become friends over the years. And Icon Ministry is Father Rob Galea's organization. He's a Catholic priest. He sings as well. He's a singer, songwriter. He's way cooler than me. I think they're gonna make a Hollywood movie about him. So, he's a great guy. Best boss I've ever had. Really excited to be working with Icon Ministry. I've been in this role for like a year now, and one of the projects as soon as I jumped on was this MetaSaint project where we're creating a church online in the Meta universe where people can just be exposed to gospel stories. And kind of how it works is there's a cathedral that they kind of land in as soon as they play the game. And they'll go up, and there's going to be these avatars, like Father Rob will be an avatar, and then there's these few saints that are going to be as well, like Carlo Acutis, Mother Teresa, Saint Augustine, and I might be forgetting another one, but they kind of like guide and tell the story and do like these mini sermons through the levels. So there'll be like a little 2 minute, 3 minute like explaining about what's going on and how much God loves them and how he created the universe and everything like that. And they walk into the church, and then there's going to be these like seven or eight stained glass windows, and they can jump into the stained glass windows, and they get kind of transported into a Bible story. So say it's like the creation story or Moses in the Red Sea, the life of Jesus. And at the end of the game, the whole goal is to be able to light a candle on the altar to just kind of like symbolize that you want to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And yeah, we're just really excited for it. It's just gonna be it comes out on Good Friday. So
Oh, wow. All
next week.
right.
Yeah, so it's right around the corner.
Great. Have you had any beta testers or anything for the game?
Yeah, so I mean, the people who are creating it, they're called Dubbit, and they are like Fortnite, Minecraft level. Like they work on a lot of games, and so the graphics are out of this world, and they have like 50 to 70 people who are beta testing it. And we kind of bend to what they say a lot. Like theologically, it's like, okay, well, we want to maybe them hit play and there be a video that pops up and they listen to the whole sermon, but they're like, no, look, like Roblox users, they like to roam around and everything like that, and they need options instead of. So they definitely shape and put in a lot of input of this is how a Roblox player reacts to things, and we kind of listen to them.
Can you give us, for those listening that may not know what Roblox is, can you explain what that platform is for them?
Yeah, so there are 70 million users a day. Typically, they're like over 50% of them are aged 12 to 15. And it's this gaming platform, I guess. The mobile app is the most popular. There's just all these games that they can choose and play, and it's gained a lot of popularity. We by no means like are advocating how awesome Roblox is. Roblox has been in the media for some pretty horrible things, and it's a really big it's kind of, we're bringing the light of Christ to a dark place. We are just reading the stats and seeing this is where literally all the kids are. And there's not a place for them to see the gospel. And so let's make something really high quality and, just try to back it and get these people into, into Metasaint. And then we're only in phase one of the project. There'll be a phase two and a phase three of trying to kind of like foster a relationship with Christ in the real world as well.
Okay. So what was the process like of creating Metasaint? You said it, how long has it been in production? What were some of the obstacles you had to overcome for it?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years in the making. Like I said, I've been in for I jumped on a year ago, but a few years back they were looking and trying to see, okay, where is like the preteens? Because we have stuff, we have church online, like mass online for the old people. Like, sorry, no offense. Like
Right. No, true, true.
we got the podcast for the young adults. Like, okay, what about like the younger people though? And so that's how it kicked off. Then a lot of people decided that this is something that's worth bringing to completion and seeing how it goes. So there's lots of discussions back and forth, locked in with Dubbit. And then the writing of the game, it took pretty maybe 9 months, 10 months. Like we had to write the scripts and what the avatars say, and we had to come up with what the journey was for the player and all that. But then, Dubbit just got to work, and yeah, so it's looking really great. I've played it now, like I've played it like 3 or 4 times. My little 4-year-old, 5-year-old who can't understand the game like whatsoever, she like literally every morning is like, "Dad, can I play that like Jesus game?" Because she just likes to like walk around and stuff and stuff like that.
That's all right. You have a beta user right in your home right there, right? So that's
Yeah,
all good.
exactly. I know. And especially the fact that she doesn't even really like, she can't interact whatsoever, but she just likes to move around.
Now, the messages that are in the game, were they approved before they were put into the game, or how'd that work?
Yeah, I mean, there's a board that obviously steers and had like guidelines for the whole project. The end goal is to get them to light a candle and decide that they, want to maybe like continue a relationship with Christ in the real world, and Father Rob, I guess, was more of the catechetical and the theological,
Okay.
blockade when it came to just all the writing and everything like that. 'Cause we did bring in our like specialist project manager is his name's Phil. He's a great guy. He's out here in Australia, and he just finished up being pastor at like a really big church out here. So there is a bit of cross-denominational planning with this, and we wanted it that way because we want it to be something that's anyone who follows Christ can enjoy.
So the kids, they light a candle on the altar. What happens after that? Is there like follow-up with them, getting them connected with other organizations or
Yeah,
anything
so
like that?
a lot of that's in phase two. I don't know how much
Okay.
I can actually say. There's a comm space
Okay.
that they can go to. There's no interaction with any people in the game. That was actually kind of a strict thing because of Roblox. Like it's all avatar and storytelling and stuff like that. You can pretty much only like wave to each other. But there is a plan in the works for there to be a comm space, and then maybe there to be kind of like ongoing uploading, always changing content, rolling out in the future. And there's an organization that does a lot of work, in the outside when it comes to youth ministry and stuff like that. And they might heavily be involved in phase two so that we can point them to this real world organization, in the
Okay.
game.
Okay, so how many phases are there total? I know phase one launches on Good Friday, so just around the corner. Phase two, then you said phase three. Is phase three like the final,
I
or
don't even
is that kind
know.
of in talks?
I
Okay.
don't know. We might just I don't
Keep
know.
going.
I don't get paid enough. I think
Gotcha.
I'm just a pawn in the game.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Totally understand how that goes. What was your role in creating MetaSaint?
I mean, I was I work for Icon as content creator, so I mean, I wrote up, I helped well, actually, sorry, I the main task that I had was that the creators of the game, incredible designers of video games, but they weren't Catholic, and so I had to like just create a lot of like debriefs of like, this is what a Catholic church looks like, and
Gotcha. Okay.
this is da da da, and this and that, and then like just, and then and then they're from like London, and so there'd be a lot of like Anglican Orthodox, like we'd be like, no, sorry, like we're a Roman Catholic, so we had to like keep moving around stuff like that, man, and then yeah, I just helped a lot with just writing of just the visual aesthetic of the game. What's said in the game and what the player journey is of the game.
Okay. And I was reading on the website. I think the target market, if you will, is ages 12 to 15. Why that age group? And why are they so important, really, to the future?
I mean, kind of like what I said before, I feel like there's a lot of stuff for every other generation. And right now, like, and we have to remember that this younger generation, like they in their very formative years experienced like COVID and isolation, and through COVID they are all here now. Like, and they talk completely different now, and so it's just, I guess, tending to that generation with a lot of thought behind it, you know.
Yeah, and that's why I was really excited when I got your email, because we've said off there, I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and kids are talking about Roblox all the time. They're using it all the time, and you're meeting them where they're at to get the gospel to them, and that's commendable. That's amazing, and can't thank you enough for doing that. So, what can the users expect when they begin the game? I know you said there's avatars and there's different saints in there, but what could they expect when they start the journey, I guess?
What can you expect? I don't know, 'cause this is like, this is my first Roblox game I've ever played as well. So I only know MetaSaint.
Okay.
But I mean, you can expect just a cool visual take. Like, if you like the graphics of Fortnite, if you like the graphics of Minecraft, not really so much Minecraft, maybe more just Fortnite, and you like treasure hunting games, I think that was kind of the aspect that we kind of took. Okay, this is like a treasure hunting style game. You listen to the sermon and you go and you find these items and stuff like that. So I think if you like those type of things, then you'll really enjoy jumping into the game. And I also just think if you're a parent and you don't know how to connect with your child who's playing Roblox, or Easter Sunday's coming up and they don't really understand, what's going on, I think what a cool way to be like, hey, we're gonna play the MetaSaint game until and watch the resurrection of Christ on the game so that we understand what just happened this Easter season. I think there's a lot of cool opportunity there.
Great. So how can they download the game? Is it just play on the regular Roblox app and they go in and they play it? Okay.
So yeah, you have to create a Roblox username and password, and that's really where our collaboration with Roblox stops, is we're hosting on their platform. So you have to do the username, you gotta do the password, and you gotta sign up. And then just look up MetaSaint, MetaSaint, one word. And you should find us there. And you can find us on all the socials, MetaSaint Project. That's where you can kind of, if you can't find, that if you want to get updates and stuff like that, that's where you can go.
Right. No, so like you said, the game launches on Good Friday, so just a week, look, just a week away. So that's really exciting. Where can our listeners go to learn more about the game and maybe more about Icon Ministry as well?
So you can go to metasaint.com. There's a lot of good info there. Metasaint Project on all socials. If you like podcasts, we had the Catholic Influencers podcast. That's a cool thing to tap into. But I know you guys already got an awesome podcast to listen to, so listen to this one first, and then maybe if you still want to listen, you can go check out Catholic Influencers. And then Father Rob's Church Online, he does mass every Sunday. And Icon Ministry, you can look that up as well. Iconministry.com.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff happening over there. And thank you so much for doing this game. The graphics seriously are phenomenal. I've seen pictures of them. Awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
Fortnite, it does bring to mind Fortnite. My son plays that game all the time. I showed him the graphics. He's like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." That's a big compliment from a 15-year-old. Just those three words. So
That's awesome. Oh man, it's thank you so much for this interview, William, and thank you for letting me jump on your platform, and thank you for all the work you do with those young people over on your side in Arizona. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
Well, thank you, and it's great talking with you, and God bless you.
God bless.
All right, take care.